Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I love Mondays, and for one reason, it's the day we get to talk to Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and my fill-in host last Friday. People are still talking about it. Megan, good morning. Thank you so much for allowing me to get back to St. Louis to see friends and family, some upwards of 92 years old. Thank you so much. Understand you had a great time.
Had a great time, and thank you so much. I'm glad you could get away because that allowed me to get behind the mic, a place that I love, and talk to your listeners and your audience. It was just a great time had by all, and the 3 hours flies by so quickly.
Doesn't it, though? I've got to ask you right at the very top. You and I follow this every day. We see all of what I consider white noise. You know, Russian collusion, Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, all of this stuff. And now we're finding out that in the poll released yesterday by the Wall Street Journal and NBC News that the president's approval rating is up to 45%, and it's as high as any four presidents, with the exception of George W. Bush in the year after 9/11, that he is eclipsing everybody. He's doing it in spite of this constant resistance. What do you make of it? How has he done it?
Well, and he's done it in the face of the whole Finland meeting with Putin and, you know, in the face of treason charges being leveled against him by a communist by the name of James Brennan. The press carried that narrative. You know, you had Eric Swalwell and every other political hack, left-wing hack, come out and accuse our president of embarrassing the country, and the treason word was thrown around, and yet, like a phoenix, Donald Trump continues to rise from the ashes because Russia is not even on people's radar, believe it or not. You were gone and a Gallup poll came out, so you might have missed it, that Russia is popular with about 1% of the population, and I would assume that the population is the press. With everybody else in this country, immigration and the economy are the two main issues that people are paying attention to. Oh, imagine that. People are actually going back to work. Wages are rising. We have the lowest unemployment since 1969. We have the lowest black unemployment on record. We have the lowest Hispanic unemployment on record. We have the lowest female unemployment in like 23 years. And the numbers just keep going towards Donald Trump and in his favor. And when the Democrats finally realize that people vote with their pocketbooks and not out of fear. Maybe they'll win the national election, but siding with the Bernie Sanders wing of the party and declaring that they're all socialists now, well, the socialists want their crumbs back. They want the tax cuts back, and they want to open the border. Those are two things that the voters, the citizens of this country, do not want.
Explain, though, Megan, explain to me how Democrats have gotten so, they're just on the wrong side of all of these different issues. You rattled some of them off right there. How is it they're missing this? They live in the same world we do.
Well, I think they believe that you know, fear is an interesting emotion. Number one, it causes a lot of dissension. Number two, it causes a lot of insecurity, and by there, it causes dependency. And the Democrats want that dependency. They can easily control fear. They want the dependency. They believe that they still have the corner on demographics like Black Americans and Hispanic Americans and females, and the fact is that they do not. I don't know who's doing their polling to see what trial balloon will float well next, but they're certainly missing the point. However, we cannot underestimate the rise of quote-unquote Democrat socialism by where they've had a threefold increase in their membership. I think they had around 8,000 members just in 2016, and now that's ballooned to 50,000. We witnessed this with the Bernie Sanders campaign. If the election wasn't rigged by Hillary Clinton, the primary, Bernie Sanders would have likely been the nom. And that would have given, I think, Donald Trump a harder run, specifically in the union-held Rust Belt. And so we have this rise of socialism. It's not democratic socialism. It's socialism. And so they try to use these euphemisms like the Affordable Care Act in order to cover the disaster of Obamacare. The disaster of socialism has a long and bloody history, but yet they say, oh, well, we're just going to call it democratic socialism because the other countries that have failed just didn't try it right. No, socialism is socialism. And I played a game with your audience on Friday that I had found online. And it was basically, here are some statements about that come from both the communist platform and the Democrat platform. You tell me which it is. Is it communist or Democrat? Well, a majority of them were Democrat, but they sure as hell sounded like communism. There is not much sunlight between the Democrat platform and the communist platform, which is basically the socialist platform. They want to nationalize all the businesses. They want to own the profits. They want to own the people. They've already nationalized education, and that is why we have over 60% of millennials thinking that socialism is great.
Isn't that amazing? It's incredibly misguided, and it's amazing. But then when you consider that they are probably the products of a public high school education, or even K through 12, they're being indoctrinated, I don't know why any of us would be surprised.
Well, right, and this is what happens when the government meddles and nationalizes an entire, if you want to call it, industry, the education industry. We have textbooks that are being produced that completely rewrite history. We have textbooks being produced that label Donald Trump and his supporters as Nazis or right-wing extremists or bigots, et cetera. I mean, it's amazing the amount of garbage in and garbage out that our education system produces. And this isn't just in the K through 12 level. We have, little Kremlins all over the country in the name of colleges. They're basically Kremlins. They are not a place for free speech. As we witness, they need safe spaces from conservative speech. But obviously, Judge Jeanine needed a safe space for her conservative speech on a place like The View.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. I mean, watching the clip itself, but then she was on our show like right after, like within an hour of the end of The View, right. And Judge Jeanine sounded, at least tone of voice, like she was visibly shaken. But they try and do this to everybody,
right? They are doing it. They just an Uber driver in D.C. kicked out Black college students from his cab that were wearing Make America Great hats. This is happening all over. So now we're segregating society once again. The Democrats are back to the old segregation ways. They're coming full circle. So now I guess we're going to have separate drinking fountains for Donald Trump.
Don't go there.
The Democrats had their way, and if Maxine Waters had her way, that's exactly what would be happening.
More to come. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. You see her everywhere. In fact, we're going to talk about this whole FISA warrant thing that apparently over the weekend they released one of the FISA warrants dealing with Carter Page, and some of it was just laughable. They call him a foreign agent. Carter Page says, I'm not, haven't been a foreign agent. What does it all mean? We'll get to that and more coming up with Megan Barth. ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, as we continue live and local now.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
It's going to be a glorious day.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. I always love Mondays because we get to talk to Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and now MediaEqualizer.com. You were in New York. What was going on in New York?
Hi, Kevin. Sorry, I forgot to take the mute off. I was in New York last week for the Judge Jeanine book launch party. It was a small and private event. There was about 100 people there, and Eric Trump showed up with his wife, Laura. Very, very nice people. He and I talked, actually, because I had interviewed Eric on your program the day of the election, and he had given me a statistic that I just simply could not believe. And he even said he had to look it up a few times to believe it himself. And that was upon the passage of NAFTA from that date, which was in the mid-90s, to 2016, so approximately 30 years, the U.S. had lost 70,000 factories.
Oh, wow.
He and I both said we didn't even know that there were 70,000 factories to have been lost. But this shows you the type of policies enacted over years and years and years that, you know, the intent might have been good, but the result was devastating to the middle class, to the American worker, to the manufacturing class. And we see that Donald Trump's policies are turning around manufacturing. People are wringing their hands over the tariffs without even really understanding the full effect of the tariffs. And again, this is the fear that Democrats often use. My God, they're going to destroy the economy. Well, the Democrats didn't seem to care that the economy was being destroyed by NAFTA. They don't seem to care that the economy is being destroyed by low-wage, illegal immigration. And they certainly don't care if the economy was destroyed by Obamacare. Because they want Obamacare back, and they want the tax cuts back, and they want open borders. And like you said, are they tone deaf? No, they're socialists. That's what they are.
I want to ask you, you brought up this socialist thing, and I saw it debated a little bit over the weekend on some of the Sunday shows. But I'm curious, this whole notion that maybe America is taking a turn to the left, and that more and more people, especially young people, are turning more to the left. And I mean the far left, the liberal left, and even beyond that, even beyond Bernie Sanders, that there are folks that are out there. Are we turning into, instead of a center right country, to a far left country?
No, I don't think we are, not yet. I mean, unless, of course, we import more immigrants from, third world countries, because we give them everything when they come across the border, including a lawyer. And they're like, well, this is great. I mean, if I'm being given everything for free, why should I go out there and make a living wage? And so it really depends on, and this is why the Democrats want open borders. They figure, oh, okay, well, we're just going to have a new voting class. I mean, do you realize how just Black Americans have been kind of left in the dust, and American citizens, quite frankly, have been left in the dust? Especially when you look at San Francisco, that Democrat hellhole, and you realize that you need poop maps to walk around San Francisco in order to navigate your way through feces. But San Francisco is going to pass approval. They're going to approve to allow illegal immigrants the right to vote, to register to vote in school board elections. Now, you tell me who is going to enforce that these illegal immigrants that are supposedly living in the shadows are only going to vote in school board elections. They're not. And so this is just one example of how incrementalism is part of progressivism, right? They're going to start with the school boards, with the old canard that, well, illegal immigrants pay taxes, and so they should have a voice. Okay, well, that's going to spread to statewide elections, and then it's going to go to national elections. And this is the goal of the Democrats. I've said it since day one. They want to normalize lawless behavior in order to get the votes because they haven't done jack squat for the black community. They haven't done jack squat for the Hispanic community. They just use fear and intimidation to make people believe that the Republicans are Nazis and Donald Trump is Hitler.
And by the way, since we last spoke, we've had another good jobs report. Not only jobs are up, but wages are up. And this is not just for you and me. This is historic highs for African-Americans and for Latinos.
Right. And, you know, we're seeing now this whole walk away campaign, hashtag walk away. And I was watching some of the videos the other day. I hadn't really watched any. And we're talking about a cross-section of people that used to be Democrats, from women to black women to Hispanic women to Hispanic and black men. Everyone is waking up. And why are they waking up? They're waking up and walking away because they have more money in their pocketbook. And they're also realizing just how absolutely unhinged and hateful and violent the left has become. I mean, they have absolutely no platform to stand on. They cannot debate their policies. They haven't put forward any policies that are exciting for their former Democrats. You know, you don't have a lot of Democrats that believe that Trump is Hitler. I mean, there's a fringe few. I see a few on Facebook, okay? Not everything that Trump does should be compared to Auschwitz. I mean, they have literally lost their minds since the Trump election. But before break, you had mentioned that we're going to talk about the FISA document. This document is so incredibly crucial and important and literally mirrors the Devin Nunes investigation that, of course, the press is spinning this 16 ways to Sunday to provide cover for all of the seditious conspirators within the Barack Obama administration. That FISA document was signed by James Comey, John Brennan, Susan Rice, that communist, and Andrew McCabe, and plenty of others, and they knowingly signed a false document, presented it to the FISA court in order to spy on a campaign and on innocent Americans. This should be the headline of every single major news organization, but it is not because they're compromised. The press is weaponized like Barack Obama weaponized the government agencies against his political enemies.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. We're going to talk about more of this. And in particular, what I want to get to, there's like 400 pages of this FISA document. I want to make sure we had plenty of time. And we'll do that coming up after the break. What is it we actually learned after 400 pages, heavily redacted, from this FISA warrant? We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
What do you do? 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Don't forget, if you missed a guest, if you missed an interview, all you got to do is go to kevinwallradio.com, click on our podcast, and you can bring up, Friday's show? You want to hear Megan Barth for three solid hours? We got all 3 hours on our podcast. So make sure you check that out. Just go to kevinwallradio.com. Megan Barth joining us not in studio. She is in Northern Nevada, and she'll be coming back after the temperatures get a little cooler. She'll be back. Megan, I want to ask you about this FISA warrant. 400 pages. I tried to read a bunch of it. So much didaction. It was hard to make heads or tails of it. What did we learn from this FISA warrant that everybody wanted released?
Well, we learned a couple things, and there is a great article in National Review right now by Andrew McCarthy, and he was also on Fox and Friends this morning, And the his basis is how the FBI manipulated the FISA courts using the Salacious Steele dossier. Now, the FBI used this dossier, which James Comey himself said was not verified. It was an unverifiable and salacious dossier. Okay, so then why did James Comey sign off on that document and present it to the FISA court as a verified document, meaning that they had verified Christopher Steele and they had verified the other quote-unquote witnesses or the press that they had cited, Yahoo News, for example, that they verified all of this information when they did not. So we do know that they manipulated the FISA court. They basically lied to the FISA court in order to weaponize their own agency in order to spy on a political campaign using unverified information. So that's what we know at this point, is that either we already know that Comey lied to Congress, okay? But we also know that when he told Congress that it was an and the president, that it was unverifiable and salacious dossier, well, then why did they present it as factual and verified to the FISA court?
Again, Megan Barth joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. I want to ask you, though, about the FISA warrant. If indeed, are we too far down the road to end up saying anything that is gathered from that, any information on Carter Page or Paul Manafort or anybody else, that it's going to be inadmissible in court? Are we to that point yet?
Well, it depends on what court we're talking about here. And what I mean by that is, you know, there is such a legal adage, I guess you would call it, as fruit of the poison tree.
Yeah.
You cannot produce falsified evidence for a warrant, for example, right? So, if I worked for the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department and I manufactured evidence that resulted in the prosecution and the incarceration of an innocent person. Well, if that evidence was manufactured and falsified, that whole entire trial and all of the subsequent rulings from that trial would be thrown out because the evidence was manufactured. Hence, we have the whole Mueller investigation, which was basically created from this false dossier, which is fruit of the poison tree. There is no such thing as a crime of Russian collusion. I mean, I've been saying this since day one. This is an entire smokescreen operation that the Hillary Clinton campaign, that absolute sick hag, produced and paid for in order to spy on her political opponent with the full knowing of the Barack Obama administration. That's why they kept telling us Donald Trump will never be the president. That is why Chuckie Schumer said, don't go up against the national security agencies, or they'll have six, or our intelligence agencies, or they have 16 ways of Sundays to get you. Well, this is how they were going to get President Trump. This is how they were going to get candidate Trump, and this is how they were going to get President Trump, through a falsified, salacious dossier that they used as factual evidence in order to unmask 200 Americans and spy on a political campaign. If people don't start going to jail over this, there will be pitchforks, and I'll be happy to lead the charge on Lafayette Square and in front of the DOJ, because this is criminal activity that would not survive in a standard court of law, nor should it survive in the FISA court. And if the FISA court or the judges on the FISA court don't start singing like canaries, then we should abolish the FISA court because it's an absolute useless judiciary.
Speaking of the courts, Paul Manafort is in court at this hour, and they're going to begin his trial this week. Can you talk a little bit about what we expect to? Will we learn anything new, you think, or is this all pretty cut and dried?
Well, what we're learning is that Mueller, this has nothing to do with Russian collusion, by the way, so this is a completely different aspect of the Mueller investigation, where he's going to prosecute an elderly man for supposedly doing something like 15 years ago before he ever knew Donald Trump or worked on Donald Trump's campaign. But he did supposedly the very same thing that Tony Podesta did, John Podesta's sicko brother, that is aligned with the Hillary Clinton campaign, but Tony Podesta, because he has the right last name and because he supported the right candidate for president, is going to be granted immunity by Robert Mueller for his testimony against Manafort.
And one of the things that a federal judge did this morning is they ruled essentially against Mueller in the sense that Mueller wanted to keep the names of five immunity witnesses secret. The judge said they will be revealed, and that certainly works in the case of Manafort. Do you think we will learn more in discovery as this trial goes by? Will there be bombshells maybe that we just don't know about?
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, that's always, that's always the case. I think the Tony Podesta immunity deal was a bombshell, and then all of his sicko ties to plenty of networks that I choose not to talk about at this point. But the fact that we have people that are being granted immunity, much like those that surrounded Hillary Clinton and her email scandal, coming from the former FBI head, Mueller, we should not be surprised that this is a political hit job. And we should not be surprised that the weaponization of the FBI began under Barack Obama. Mueller was tainted. Obviously, Comey is tainted. Andrew McCabe is tainted. Strzok was tainted. Lisa Page was tainted. And the fact that Comey basically said, I was never political when I worked for the FBI. Well, then ding dong, all of a sudden, Donald Trump wins the presidency and he's firing off political tweets faster than Donald Trump himself.
Unbelievable. I've only got about 3 minutes left, and I want to get into a couple of different subjects. One, Wacky Jackie, who has been exposed as being a serial liar about her business, about businesses that had no business license, no employees, no records, no nothing. She is now being exposed again. Will it matter, though, in an election like this against Dean Heller?
Oh, we're talking about Jackie Rosen. I haven't read that story
Wacky
yet.
Jackie.
Send it to me. Wacky Jackie. Love it. It should, but it's not going to matter to the lying, cheating, rotten Democrats. They obviously elected to fundamentally transform this country twice. They don't necessarily inherently love this country. And, I mean, if you voted for Barack Obama twice, shame on you. If you can vote for Jackie Rosen, who's an absolute liar, shame on you. But the Democrats have no shame. And so we can expect a blue turnout in Nevada, much like we saw in 2016. So we better not say, well, I don't know if Dean Heller is conservative enough. Well, I don't like Dean Heller. Well, I don't like Jackie Rosen more than I like Dean Heller. And I'm going to be voting for Dean Heller because I want to make sure that Nevada flips red instead of remains blue, because if we remain blue, we will become the California of the East.
Final topic. The president must not have slept well last night because he was tweeting out like crazy last night and overnight, going after Iran. What do you make of the threats? I mean, they're open threats from the president that, hey, if you guys keep doing this, there's going to be stuff that's happening that's unimaginable. It's never happened to a country before, and it's going to happen to you guys in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of it? Is that the new way of waging war?
I say it's about time. I mean, Iran has been a thorn in our side ever since Jimmy Carter helped overthrow the Shah. And now we have the mullahs of Iran instead of the Shah of Iran. And the mullahs of Iran chant death to America. And they've been chanting death to America for as long as I've nearly been alive. It's about time that we had a president that stood up for America and that put our enemies in their place. You know, everyone was wringing their hands over, oh, my God, I can't believe how he's talking to Chairman Kim over in North Korea. Oh, my God, it's going to start World War III. Well, it didn't start World War III. It actually started the denuclearization. Now, dealing with the mullahs of Iran is a little bit different, but we shouldn't take it laying down, and we certainly shouldn't take Iran like Obama took Iran by giving them billions of dollars in unmarked pallets of a variety of currency and cash.
Wow. It'll be interesting to see how this thing plays. I think the next, really the next salvo is going to have to come. I mean, the ball's in Iran's court. The president has served up a big one. I don't know if they'll try and hit it back or not. It is always good to get a chance to visit with you. If folks want to know more about where they can find you on radio, on TV, your writings, your website, where do they go? How do they find you?
ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and then ReaganBabe and Media Equalizer on both Twitter and Facebook.
I love it. You have yourself a great day. Have a great week, okay? And we'll talk to you again next
Monday.
Thanks
so much.
There you go. That's Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. They're into a lot of different stuff. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local now for a Monday. And joining us in studio, no less, Victoria Seaman, the founder of the Battleborn Conservative Women PAC. And she joins us right now in studio. And you've got two major events coming up.
Two great events coming up.
And they're going to be like back-to-back, a Friday night, a Saturday morning.
That's right.
And with a name brand character actor that I've been watching for decades.
Jack Scalia. I'm so excited that he is coming out, not only to do a VIP event at my home, mine and my husband's home, which you are invited to, and in the Las Vegas Country Club on August 4th for a brunch. So, again, it's a VIP. Come and meet Jack Scalia, private event. But you may come. You can go online to battlebornCW.com to get tickets, 7 to 9. And then August 4th, the very next day, he is going to be the keynote speaker at a brunch. There will be champagne there.
Ooh, I like that.
And that's August 4th, 11 to 1. Again, tickets will be sold on battlebornCW.com. Go to the event page, and then it'll take you over to Eventbrite. And so we're very excited he's coming. You know, Kevin, he is not only an Emmy and multi-nominated actor, but he's a patriot and ambassador for the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes with Gary Sinise.
I think, and Gary Sinise is one of the classiest, classiest guys, and loves our troops and loves our country. I've been watching Jack. I think he was on like All My Children.
Yes.
Back in the day, and that kind
of and Dallas,
and he's an amazing actor.
A lot of movies. It's so funny because when I was in New York a couple of weeks ago, I met up with him to talk about the event, and I looked at him and I'm like, now I recognize you from a lot of characters. And it's funny. He said, yeah, he loved playing bad characters. He's done a lot of Lifetime movies, other movies. Great character actor, but most amazing, he's just an amazing human being. Very giving, spent time in Iraq and Afghanistan. He spoke to my husband about that because my husband spent time in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so he was over there, just supporting veterans, supporting our troops.
And just so we don't confuse the two, Friday night is at
August
your home.
August 3rd.
Is at your
is
home.
Is at my home. And again, everything is on. If you go to the website, it leads you to Eventbrite. And you can buy tickets there. If you aren't good at going to the website, we're on Facebook. You can email me at victoria@victoriaseaman.com. I'll send you the link. But we'd love to get you there to meet Jack Scalia. So again, August 3rd, 7 to 9, appetizers, wine, and then the brunch and silent auction. Don't confuse it. It's at the Las Vegas Country Club.
And there's no better iconic Vegas venue.
Oh, I love it.
We've done events there, and it's absolutely incredible. And the view is just spectacular. It's going to be really, really a fun event.
And Jack will be our keynote. And I tell you, you really want to hear from this man. Great patriot, a great, great actor. So, again, anyone can get tickets. So we hope we'll see you out there. And it will help support our conservative candidates so we can keep turn Nevada red. We're already blue.
Okay. I want to ask you, because you've already endorsed, I want to say, like five candidates.
Yes, that's correct.
And can you talk a little bit about some of these candidates that you've already endorsed? And a lot of times, if I'm not mistaken, that comes with a check. That always helps. The candidates love that part. Can you talk a little bit about some of the folks you have endorsed?
Yes. We put our money where our mouth is. And we're in the primary, we endorsed four candidates. Three out of four are going into the general. So we vet them pretty good to make sure that, first of all, they are running a campaign that they can win. We want to give money to those candidates that, help those who are helping themselves and running great campaigns. They're conservative. We put them through a great vetting process. And now we already have five candidates, and you can go to battlebornCW.com, that we've endorsed in the general. And, yes, we put our money where our mouth is. We do give checks. And we are going to endorse about three more over the next few weeks.
Oh, wow. Yes. So there's more endorsements
more coming.
And more money coming.
Yes. So, and you'll want to know who those candidates are that are going to represent the people. We are a state PAC. We only endorse on a state level, but we don't want to. We want to make sure that we turn our state back red and we support those candidates. Well, there is no other group in the state of Nevada for Republican conservatives. The Democrats have emerged Nevada. This is the first group that really recruits, trains, and helps to get women conservatives in our state legislature and offices all over our state.
I know you got to do some work. I'm going to let you get to it. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it. And two great events and one great speaker who's going to, I think, wow them.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin. I always love being on your show.
And I just love it that in Hollywood now, we've got people that actually are conservatives.
Amen.
I just love it. Thank you, Victoria Seaman, joining us. And again, the two great events that you're going to want to be a part of. One of the things, and I want to say this, Victoria has left the studio, but she has done something absolutely amazing. A statewide organization that endorses women candidates, but not just any women candidates. Because I've been saying all along, and we found this out in 2015, that it's not enough to just send Republicans in name only, to Carson City, to Washington. We need folks who will stand up and who will fight alongside the President of the United States and the America First policies. We need folks in Carson City who won't vote for the largest tax increase in the history of our state. It's not enough to just send Republicans. We must send the right kind of Republicans, and that's what organizations like the Battleborn Conservative Women PAC are doing. They are vetting candidates. And that's why what is going to be going on, I urge you to check out the website, the Battleborn Conservative Women PAC. You can Google it, and you can find out all about it. Just click on events or Eventbrite, and it'll take you right to it. That's going to just about do it for today's show. I can't believe we've gotten through a solid 3 hours. Want to thank you for joining us. I know you have a lot of choices, you know, things you can be listening to on the radio or on your smartphone. Don't forget that I know that you are busy. I know you got a lot going on, and that's why I go to KevinWallRadio.com. Long about 3 o'clock this afternoon, sometimes earlier, sometimes slightly later, you'll be able to download all 3 hours of today's show. That's KevinWallRadio.com. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, will you please? Live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.